Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Our next guests are going to be performing at the Foundry tonight at 8 o'clock, and they're no stranger to MMR. They've played the MMR BBQ before.
Yes, they have.
Which is pretty cool. We're excited to have them here in the studio. Please welcome Matt and Mike from Dinosaur Pilot. Yay! Good morning, gentlemen. They're not coming up on here at all, so one moment while we try to configure, because you said good morning and very friendly at that, but hang on
a second. We'll validate that. We'll verify that.
Yes, it's been verified, and right now I'm just killing time while Casey is dialing through to get this wired
in. It's just amping up the excitement until we eventually hear their voices.
Yeah. Is this going to work, Case?
Yeah. It's just looking for what it's supposed to say. Is it say band direct or something like that?
Okay, yes. Rob, Engineer Rob, is giving the thumbs up on that. So,
and he's wearing a Pac-Man shirt.
He is, yes.
Rob is?
Yeah. Yeah. No, still not.
Still nothing.
But they did say good morning.
Up there.
Wait, no. It's not working. I tell you what.
Take another break?
No, we're not going to take a break.
No, we're professionals. We'll just sing.
But we...
we'll sing the song.
11-11! There you go. That's my dinosaur pileup. I wish I could hear what you were saying, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. Hey, why don't we just move them over here?
Let's at least talk
to you guys. We'll try to get this stuff worked out so we can at least have a conversation. If you guys don't mind, you can set your instrument
down. And if you could change your clothes, some new outfits would be nice.
Dude, I dig Matt's shirt, by the way.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I really like that. I want to get one. So hang on. Let's... Mike's
hello.
There's Mike.
Yeah, wow.
Yep. Hey. Now you're good. How you doing? Hey,
am I here?
Yeah, you're
there.
Hey, everybody.
We just want to build suspense, you know?
Yeah. That's it. Hey. It's exciting. We're just happy to hear you now.
Yeah, Matt, I like your shirt, man.
I appreciate that. Thanks, man. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I get a lot of love for this shirt, which...
Lateral stripes.
You look like a cartoon character.
Yeah,
cheers, man. Appreciate it.
Well, listen, yeah, welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you very much for having us. We're stoked to be here.
Good to have you guys back in town. You guys are a great band.
Thank you.
You're just a solid rock band. You know, when you try to describe to people music that you hear and, I'm not familiar with them. What do they sound like? And the best thing I can come up with is just a straight-ahead rock band.
Yeah, we always struggle with that.
Yeah?
Like, how do we describe ourselves? Like, alt-rock.
Yeah. It's hard to sometimes, like, when we're trying to pick tours and stuff, it's hard to find bands that we're, like, akin to, I guess, because sometimes we feel like, weirdly, people aren't doing so much of what we're doing now, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just kind of... like big rock songs that are fun and have big riffs, but they're sing along, and you know, sometimes we struggle to like who's doing that these days.
It's a weird thing because you know, the delineation between what is alt rock and rock and blah blah blah. It's really kind of what people at a whim will classify you as because it goes across all boundaries. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, but we are noticing, and we've talked about this recently. You know. It seems that there is a resurgence in a more organic, visceral rock sound, which is really good, coming from artists such as yourselves. You know, with a sense of purpose and so on and so forth. I think it bodes well. You know, things are very cyclical in music.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think rock is coming back into its own and being driven by guys like you. Do you feel that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's been a weird one for us because we've just been doing what we've been doing for ages, like just because that's what we wanted to do. So it feels amazing that we've come out and released this record, which is our fourth record. And it's kind of having such a positive connection, like people are kind of getting into that stage, which is really encouraging for us. And a lot of people are saying to us, like in interviews and fans and stuff, like, yeah, we feel like the rock thing is coming back around. And I guess we're just like, well, yeah. I mean, that's great news for us.
Do you know what I perceive it as? It's like there's a highway, and you get on the highway, and then there's another band that's sort of rock.
Yeah.
You're just doing what you're doing. You're just driving. But it just seems like there's more people, more bands populating that have that sort of sound. And I guess that's what it's like. But for you, it's, well, this is just what we're doing.
It's just what we're doing. And like that, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on doing what we want to do, like, and having integrity as a band. And, you know, we love what we do. We really believe in it. We love big rock songs that you can sing along to and have fun to.
I'm just glad we canned that trap album that we were
playing. It would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
All right, your dubstep.
Hang on a second, Casey. Test the mic, we're on.
Can you hear me?
It's working.
All right. Should we move him back over there? Because we're going to get a
musical chest.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry. Sorry about this, guys. But this way we can get an optimum mix when you're going to perform. So we're going to move them back over to what we call the Preston and Steve concert carpet.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a stage. But we just have a little different colored carpet in the corner over there. So that's our concert carpet area.
Honestly, it is a very celebrated carpet.
It used that to be sponsored.
It used to be sponsored, the concert carpet.
You remember that? It was the Amstel concert carpet.
Preston, actually, it is elevated by 1.1 millimeters.
Oh, so, fabric.
The fabric is thicker.
Okay, can you guys hear us in your headphones over there?
I can hear you. You sound great.
Beautiful.
Right. Thank you.
Really, really great.
All right, so, you know, you had mentioned, Matt, the new album. This is your fourth album. It's called Celebrity Mansions.
It is.
We've been playing Backfoot, which is a great song. But I wanted to ask about the title track, because I think it's a really fun song.
Celebrity Mansions?
Yeah, Celebrity Mansions. And we're obsessed with the people that, I've said this before, when you drive by a house and it's just massive and you just want to say, what do you do?
Yeah.
How the hell?
Who owns that?
Who owns that house? How do you get it? But there's some great lyrics in that particular song about, I think, what is it, the Instagram chicks make more than I ever will for my entire life.
Yeah.
What is that? What's the song all about? Because it seems to have a positive message to it that if I hang in there, if I keep working hard, I'm eventually, I may not get the gigantic celebrity mansion that I'm looking at, but I will do as good as I can, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so that song, we were touring hard when I wrote that song, and we'd bought an RV. We bought this banged out RV. It was trashed, and it was, you know, we lived in that for a couple of months. It was cheaper for us to buy that RV and tour in that for three or four tours than try and do the hotel thing and the van thing. So we were living in this banged out RV and doing these long US tours, and they were great. Like, we were loving what we were doing, but that's a hard grind, like living like that and, you know, doing that on no money and stuff. Whilst the whole time you're kind of seeing this feed of success and these like perfect lives of people just having this like huge success seemingly really easily. And we were kind of like, I guess internally sort of taking that in and being like, oh damn, like what, you know, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you start to like, we've been a band for a long time and, you know, like I said, we really believe in what we do. But when you're seeing that kind of, that sort of change in other people's lives and you're still grinding and no one's noticing, the whole thing starts to...
Like an influencer, like someone who just simply holds up a pro. I mean, but you get it. But you also tend to think that that's a little bit more ephemeral than something like, you know, somebody's not going to say, well, man, remember years ago when you endorsed that product? That was awesome.
Yeah.
Whereas they will be humming your songs.
Yeah.
You know, so that adds a little bit more longevity to your footprint, you know?
I mean, we're not hating on anyone.
No, like, but it can be frustrating, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm not.
It's just honest.
Yeah. I'm not putting anyone down for doing what they do. In fact, I'm stoked that people that now can have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, more power to them. It's just, I guess, when you're making something that you really believe in, like I said, and I think music has huge you know, value on a kind of higher level. Like sometimes these days I'm like, well, do people value that anymore? And that can like make it all kind of weird.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, that's what I wrote Celebrity Mansions about.
Okay. Nice. I always love the derivation of your name in general comes from the Peter Jackson King Kong.
It does, yeah.
And there are many scenes in that movie. That movie is, I love Peter Jackson, but that movie is so overwrought in many, there are many scenes where it looks like a dinosaur rave going on, where there's just, there's many pileups, and, you know, it's just one of those weird things. It's a good story. Do you ever have anybody read, look for something more, you know, what is the meaning of that?
I mean, what, of our name?
Yeah. Because it's just based on that, which I think is hilarious.
It is. We get asked what our favorite dinosaur is a lot.
Do you really?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, might as well have it. What is your favorite dinosaur?
I mean, it's a brontosaurus, no question.
Brontosaurus?
Yeah. But it's funny because like, obviously we, you know, I named the band all those years ago after that movie because of a bet, actually, because when we left the cinema, we were like, that was ridiculous. And I was like, I bet you that my next band, I'll call it Dinosaur Pileup. The funny thing is, like, when I actually came up with the first song, so Dinosaur, I couldn't think of a name to save my life, so I ended up calling it Dinosaur Pileup. Had I have known we'd still be going 12 years, I'd probably have picked something cooler.
I think a lot of bands echo that, where they wish they could tinker, but to me, I love it.
You know? Yep. We get a lot of people asking about it, so I guess that's a good thing.
If you could rename the band, what would you call it?
Ooh. Well, are you like
just
us?
Dinosaur, right? Probably just Dinosaur. Just Dinosaur. I think Dinosaur's okay. A killer name.
Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, we get that a lot, too.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
I tried it. We constantly, somebody will say a bizarre phrase, and I'm like, that's a great band name. So we try to keep a running list. It's a mental list, but I didn't know if maybe you guys, I should have named it that. You know?
I'd call it Dinosaur if we could. I always used to joke to Mike that if Mikey ever started his own band, he should just call it Mike the Band, and I always
I love that.
Just Mike the Band.
Yeah, sure.
It's a band called Mike.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. A proper name.
Which, by the way, Mike's the drummer, and almost always the drummer gets out of the early morning interviews for some reason because there's usually an acoustic performance and the drummer doesn't have anything to do. How'd you end up drawing the short stick? Are you going to sing a little bit this morning?
No,
or?
Absolutely not.
No.
I just don't let him sleep in.
Yeah, Matt's it, dude. I'm going.
If I'm doing it, you're doing it, kid.
Well, you have the guitar. We have everything working now. Yeah. Would you like to play a song for us?
Yeah.
All right, what are we going to hear?
I'm going to play Backfoot.
All right. This is Dinosaur Pileup. They're playing tonight at the Foundry on MMR.
All right. Mama always told me be a man, that I should get my act together for a while I can. Like, yeah, whatever, I said, Mama, you don't understand, cause I'm gonna be super famous and rocking in a band. Yeah, you know, couple years later, here I am. I'm living the big city life, just doing what I can. To get by waiting tables, yeah, I'm working for the man. And you know, lately I'm starting to feel, I feel like I'm always on the back foot. Yeah, I'm always on the back foot. Yeah, I'm always on the woo. It's like I'm always on the back foot. Yeah. Everybody says that I'm a slob, that I'm a waste of space and super lazy, oh my god. Like, yeah, whatever, I'll be riding, sleeping on the job, getting paid 680 to wait on tables of rich ladies and their dogs. I wish that I had more than I got. I wish I was on Conan and was rolling at the top. I wish I was a billionaire and balling like The Rock. But you know, lately I'm starting to feel awful like I'm always on the back foot. Yeah, I'm always on the back foot. Yeah, I'm always on the woo. It's like I'm always on the back foot. Yeah. Now that you know me, now that you know me, always hating what I got. They talking trash about me cause I'm wicked and they not. Like, yeah, whatever, all you jealous witches know you want. A piece of my sickness, my precious business, my vision, commitment, shit, perseverance, my feeling, my rhythm, and talent, and what? I'm gonna go ahead and tell you what. I'm gonna do whatever the exit I want. I'm gonna keep on doing it till I get to the top. Cause you know, I guess I'm getting used to feeling like I'm always on the back foot. Yeah, I'm always on the back foot. Yeah, I'm always on the woo. Yep, it's like I'm always on the back foot. Yeah, I'm always on the back foot. I'm always on the back foot. Yeah, I'm always on the back foot. Yeah, I'm always on the back foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a cool sound.
I didn't know how it was going to sound acoustic. I loved it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
It's funny doing a big rock song like that where, one, it's super loud, and two, you're swearing loads, and then you have to...
Yeah. Well,
and you guys have a really crunchy sound, man. You've got that full-on distorted guitar, fat sound. You're a three-piece, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, when you've got it stripped down like this, is this how you write them, though? Is that how you write the songs?
I usually write them, like, turned up.
Okay, you do,
Like, I'll sometimes write a song acoustically, but I get more stoked on when you're, like, it's loud. Like, to be honest with you, most of the songs that we write is in soundcheck.
Yeah.
Because everything sounds great and it's loud as hell. And,
yeah.
You know,
So the touring process is the song generating process as well.
Kind of, yeah. Like I use my phone, the little recording device on my phone, like every day, like little tiny ideas. I'll just quickly.
Do you back it up? Because we've heard, who is it? Was it from Metallica?
Kirk Hammett.
Yeah.
Kirk Hammett lost his phone, and he had
like 50
loads of songs on there. Lost them all.
I should
put it in the cloud. Put it in the cloud. Yeah.
Well, I had first heard about you guys years ago, probably 8 years ago, when your song Peninsula was out. And so, I mean, that's sort of a different sound as well. And, and my favorite part of that song is when it sort of breaks down and you guys do this really wonderful harmony. So I'm not sure if that's part of what you guys do a lot, like as far as the, you know, do you guys harmonize a lot? Because that's a really great part of that song.
I mean, harmony, like for me, and you know, Mikey's a big fan of that too, like I love harmony, and I love old school bands that used harmony in a beautiful way, like Beach Boys and the Beatles and everything.
Well, the Birds, I was just listening to the Birds over the weekend, and they did a whole bunch of stuff that was really rich, but it's hard.
It is, like, and harmonizing, like, you know, being in tune and using that, like, in a creative way is kind of harder than a lot of people think, I think. But like live, we crush that, and that's a big thing. You know what, actually, Jim, our bassist, who is obviously my other singer, like, we do all the harmonies together, he's actually at home having his first child right now. So he won't be at the show tonight. We have our friend Joe filling in, so we're kind of kicking it old school, like with less harmonies, I guess, like for instance tonight. But usually it's like harmony's a big part of it.
I wanted to ask about touring, because you've mentioned that a couple times, and you'd mentioned the RV before. What are you guys riding in now? You got a bus now, or
no? We're still kicking it.
Really?
Yeah. Kicking in the RV?
Just
we're just in the van, yeah.
It's got leather seats, though.
Yeah. Leather seats? Well, that's good. Yeah. Is it leather or pleather?
I think it's pleather. We the RV, when we ended our last run with it, was in a really, really bad way. Okay. So bad, actually, that on our last drive, when we were going into wherever we were going, we heard this, like, crazy banging, rattling sound. And we turned around, and the microwave, was it the microwave?
Yeah, all the screws have come out.
Yeah, all the screws have come out of the microwave, which is on the kind of top part of the RV.
Oh,
and it was like shaking itself out, and it was like inches away from just falling out, like crushing somebody. Like,
wow.
Wild.
So we had earlier, you know, was thinking about living out of a suitcase, which is kind of what you do. We were talking earlier this morning, there was a survey that said 45% of Americans will wear their underwear 2 days in a row without changing.
I actually read that on someone's screen here when we were saying it.
Yeah. And so you guys live out of the suitcase, do you?
Yeah, 100% of people on tour do that.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, yeah, you have no idea.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, touring the U.S. and so on, this is a big country. It's a huge country. Do you get a chance to take in a good amount of it when you're in between gigs and maybe see some of the sights and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We've talked about this a bunch, actually. Like, you know, when you're touring, obviously, you're in somewhere new every day. So, sure, like, most of the time, you don't see a lot on those days because you get into a venue, you're doing your thing, you're getting busy. But what's cool about touring is every so often you'll get lucky where a day off or 2 days off or something falls on something like some place that's really amazing. For instance, we were just out with Shinedown for 6 weeks on the Shinedown tour recently. And it just so happened that two of the travel days we were going to be passing through like Lake Tahoe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, it was insane. So we had those 2 days. We were in Tahoe, so we kicked it. We rented a speedboat for the whole day, took it out on the lake and stuff.
Loads of beers. They were like, don't swim and don't drink beers. So we did exactly that.
Yeah,
we did.
Both.
Well, Pierre Robert, the legendary, our midday DJ, he has a place in Tahoe. And the thing we always ask is, do you ever go see the, you know, I don't know if you're a fan of the Godfather movies, but Godfather 2, that the house is right there on Tahoe.
I didn't know that.
It's very cool.
I did see you guys went to Niagara recently.
We did.
Yeah. And that was for your birthday, or?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it was for my birthday, and the boys said they were going to do something, which obviously I was terrified by, because I thought it was going to be something terrible and something that would make me feel uncomfortable or whatever. And then I walk out of the hotel, and they'd got a limo for us, which was mind-blowing. We took a limo down to Niagara, again with a cooler full of beers. That's kind of a constant, isn't it?
We were literally at the falls for about 20 minutes. We were like, this is cool. Should we get back in the limo? Yeah.
Did you guys do the American or the Canadian side?
American.
Okay.
The Canadian side is a little prettier.
It's
bigger. But, yeah, but it is still awesome. Did you go down at all? You just hung out and looked for a little bit and cut
that's
out?
Well, that's actually our second or third time? Second time.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first time we ever went there, we went down and we took the boat into
the Mist?
Yeah. Into the Mist, which was killer.
Yeah.
You don't realize how wet you're going to get doing that.
No. Or how freaking loud it is.
So crazy.
The roar of that thing, yeah.
Yeah, but this time, like Mike said, we were out of the limo for about 20 minutes.
It's like I describe when you go to the Smithsonian Institute. It's a wonderful museum. It's just got everything, but after a while, you're like, look, it's a Hope Diamond. Let's go. You know, it's enough.
While they're in town, I saw a note on my information. I guess Marissa wrote this. I'm not sure. It says, and they love, what's that? Sarah wrote it, and they love Lorenzo's Pizza.
Oh, pizza.
So you guys don't have to go by Lorenzo's, right?
Yeah. That pizza's amazing. It's so huge.
Yeah.
That's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the gigantic
pizza. It's Preston's neighbor.
Yeah, my neighbor owns that.
No way.
Yeah.
That's good.
Maybe
pizza.
He'll just send you one. You don't even have to go.
That's really good pizza.
We're going to be at the Foundry tonight.
There you go.
About 9 o'clock.
Actually, you guys can use it as a blanket in the...
Dinosaur Pileup is playing the Foundry. Can we get another song before you guys wrap up?
Yeah, I'm gonna play another one.
Okay.
It's called Round the Bend. It's on the new record. I just really like it.
Round the Bend.
Is that cool?
Absolutely. Nice. Whatever you want to do. It's Dinosaur Pileup on MMR. Here we go.
All right.
I've been waiting in the parking lot. I've been living with a broken heart, you know. You used to tend to tell apart. Am I okay? Am I okay? So I'll be driving them in my car. I don't know where, I just know it's far. You didn't say goodbye. So keep your hands on the wheel, 'cause I'm going round the bend, and the way that I feel is hard to understand, but it's too broken to mend, so I'm going round the bend. I've been searching for your red tail light. I've been looking in the dead of night, you know. You used to make everything all right. I'm not okay, I'm not okay. So I've been driving somewhere in my car. I don't know, or I just know it's for you. Didn't say goodbye. So keep your hands on the wheel, 'cause I'm going round the bend, and the way that I feel is hard to understand, but it's too broken to mend, so I'm going round the bend. So I'm going round the bend. So I'm going round the bend. Keep your hands on the wheel, 'cause I'm going round the bend, and the way that I feel is hard to understand, but it's too broken to mend, so I'm going round the bend. Woo! Yeah, I'm going round the bend, and the way that I feel, it's hard to understand, but it's too broken to mend, so I'm going round the bend.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Excellent, man. Well, Dinosaur Pileup is playing tonight. They will be at the Foundry, and tickets available at livenation.com. And I actually, because it's Free Music Monday, I have a chance for you to win a digital download of Celebrity Mansions.
Oh.
All right. And you know what? I'll let Matt pick the number caller. What number caller should we take?
11?
Yes.
Yeah.
11-11.
I'll go for 11.
I like it. 215-263-WMMR. And don't forget that they are in town tonight, like I said, at the Foundry. Thank you guys for coming by here today. We appreciate it. Love your band.
Thanks,
and continue success.
Thank you for having us.
You bet, appreciate man. It. Matt and Mike.
Yeah.
All right. More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.